Língua da Gente.
Well, everybody, thanks for joining our Língua da Gente lesson. It's a beginning one today called Need a Break. I'm Orlando.
E eu sou a Andreana.
E Andreana, hoje estamos falando sobre tomar cafezinho.
Sim.
Taking a little break. What's a good keyword, you think?
Cansado, ou melhor, ocupado.
Ocupado. Sim. Occupied, meaning busy. Né? We're all ocupado. Let's hear that dialogue 3 times.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Nossa, mas que dia! Você também tá ocupado?
Tô, nem levantei da cadeira o dia todo.
Vamos tomar um cafezinho?
Vamos, eu preciso mover o corpo um pouco.
Segunda vez.
Nossa, mas que dia! Você também tá ocupado?
Tô, nem levantei da cadeira o dia todo.
Vamos tomar um cafezinho?
Vamos, eu preciso mover o corpo um pouco.
Terceira vez.
Nossa, mas que dia! Você também tá ocupado?
Tô, nem levantei da cadeira o dia todo.
Vamos tomar um cafezinho?
Vamos, eu preciso mover o corpo um pouco.
Sure enough, man, they're busy all day and they need to tomar cafezinho.
Me too.
Ocupado. You too. Let's do a little translation here. First line.
Nossa, mas que dia. Você também tá ocupado?
Wow, what a day. Are you busy too?
Nossa, mas que dia. Você também tá ocupado?
Wow, what a day. Are you busy too?
Nossa, mas que dia. Você também tá ocupado? Tô. Nem me levantei da cadeira o dia todo.
I am. I didn't even get out of my chair all day.
Tô. Nem me levantei da cadeira o dia todo.
I am. I didn't even get out of the chair all day long.
Tô. Nem me levantei da cadeira o dia todo. Vamos tomar cafezinho?
Let's go have some coffee.
Vamos tomar cafezinho?
Let's have a little coffee break.
Vamos tomar cafezinho? Vamos, eu preciso mover o corpo pouco.
Let's go. I need to move my body a little bit.
Vamos, eu preciso mover o corpo pouco.
I do. Let's go. I need to move my body a little bit.
Vamos, eu preciso mover o corpo pouco.
Yeah, so mexer o corpo pouco. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to that first line here. Say that first line for us one more time.
Nossa, mas que dia. Você também tá ocupado?
So I really like this, mas que dia, because it's quite common for Brazilians to have this mas que, and then some word that like is
mas
crazy.
Mas que quente.
How it's so hot.
Mas que frio.
It is so cold.
Mas que coisa.
What's going on with this thing here? So notice that, to me, I guess it's the word but that you start it with. But what thing, you know? And so it's very typical in Portuguese. And you're kind of complaining a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Reclamando.
Yeah, the meaning is complaining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when she says, mas que dia, it means
dia.
What a terrible day. Good. The next one, she is busy. And how do you say, are you busy?
Tá ocupado?
Now notice that it is está ocupado.
Mm-hmm.
But in the dialogue we heard, and you said it the same way, which was?
Tá ocupado?
Tá ocupado. Tá ocupado. We'll take that está and shorten it up to tá. And so that's kind of like the normal way of talking.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Very informal.
Yeah, if you say está ocupado, it almost sounds fake and phony because
mm-hmm.
it's too...
Snobbish.
Yeah, too much.
Uh-huh.
So reduce that está to tá. Tá ocupado. In fact, in his answer, the next line he says...
Tô.
Tô. Instead of saying...
Estou.
Right? Tô. Then he says, I didn't even get out of my chair.
Nem me levantei da cadeira o dia todo.
Yeah, everybody hear that nem. Nem me levantei. I didn't even get myself up.
I'm not even, yeah.
So this nem is stronger than just no.
Mm-hmm.
He could say, não me levantei. I didn't get up. But the second he says, nem me levantei, it just really intensifies the whole thing.
Yes.
Like, all day long, I didn't even get up. And then he didn't get up out of his chair o dia todo. Now here I want to ask you, what's the difference in Portuguese between O dia todo and todo dia.
O dia todo, all day long, e todo dia ou todos os dias, every day.
So is todos os dias and todo dia the same thing?
Yes.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. So, todo dia, every day. O dia todo, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So give us that second line.
Estou ou tô, nem me levantei da cadeira o dia todo.
I didn't even get up from the chair all day long. Next line.
Vamos tomar cafezinho?
Okay, now notice this vamos. In the dialogue, we heard her say...
Vamos.
Vamos. Dropping off that S.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that when you were doing your translation, you did the same thing. But right now you didn't. So,
yeah.
Does it go either way?
Well, we are doing both right, I think. Vamos, vamos. But vamos is the normal situation. Like, you say more vamos than vamos.
Yeah. I mean, if I were to say, vamos lá.
Uh-huh.
To say vamos lá.
No.
It's almost like too much, isn't it? It's just like this to instead of esto,
mm-hmm.
and ta instead of está. You kind of need to reduce it to make it sound more natural. And
yeah.
It comes out then.
Vamos lá, ou vamos.
Vamos,
mm-hmm.
vamos. And so she says, vamos tomar cafezinho. Let's go have a little coffee, right?
Yeah,
next
let's have a little break or
yeah.
something, because cafezinho is something very cultural, right?
And you may not actually even be drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm. It can be water.
It can be water. It can be just to sit down and chat for a little bit. So tomar cafezinho doesn't mean you have to be specifically drinking coffee. It could be just anything.
Mm-hmm.
Last line.
Vamos, eu preciso mover o corpo pouco.
So hear that vamos again, without that S, vamos. And then he says, preciso mover o corpo pouco. Notice that in my translation, I said, I need to move my body a bit. And I put the pronoun my, I need to move my body. Can you say in Portuguese, preciso mover meu corpo?
No, because you already know that's your body.
Right. It's a very subtle thing, but in Portuguese, you don't really use that possessive pronoun
mm-hmm.
with a body part, because you kind of know whose body it's
that's
attached
to. That's your body,
to.
Yeah, that yeah. you're moving.
So it would actually be wrong, or it would sound weird to say, preciso mover meu corpo. It's much more natural to say...
Preciso mover o corpo.
Preciso mover o corpo. By the way, mover is a good word to move. Are there other verbs you could have used there?
Oh, yeah. I use a lot mexer.
Yeah, mexer. What does the word mexer mean?
Well, to mix.
To mix
or
up.
Or to move.
Yeah. So in this case, I need to mix up my body means I need to get up and move around.
Or I need to mexer a massa, to mix
right,
the dough.
Remix the dough when you're baking things.
Uh-huh.
And so he could have said easily, preciso mexer o corpo. But
instead
here
of mover,
Os dois.
Os dois são bons.
What a fun little dialogue, you know?
Yes.
Let's go back and hear that three more times.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Nossa, mas que dia! Você também tá ocupado?
Tô, nem levantei da cadeira o dia todo.
Vamos tomar cafezinho?
Vamos, preciso mover o corpo pouco.
Segunda vez.
Nossa, mas que dia! Você também tá ocupado?
Tô, nem levantei da cadeira o dia todo.
Vamos tomar cafezinho?
Vamos, preciso mover o corpo pouco.
Terceira vez.
Nossa, mas que dia! Você também tá ocupado?
Tô, nem levantei da cadeira o dia todo.
Vamos tomar cafezinho?
Vamos, preciso mover o corpo pouco.
So as an outro here, Adriana, tell us a bit more about coffee breaks. Tomar cafezinho. What does it imply for Brazilian culture when somebody says, vamos tomar cafezinho?
Well, I try this all the time here in the United States, and I do not have any success.
These North Americans just don't know how to chill for a little while, do they?
Let's have coffee sometime. It's like, okay, one day, yes, but nothing happens.
You just got to actually grab them by the hand and take them out and do it.
Yes.
And tell us about that little cafezinho that Brazilians drink.
Well, we have like a little shot of coffee. Yeah, it's very common if you go to a snack bar or a bar. It's very strong.
And we're talking, you know, the size of a thimble, practically.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's really, really small compared to this big old gigantic
Mugs that we have here.
Mug of coffee.
True.
Well, that was a great little dialogue, beginning level. And, you know, with all of our dialogues, they're designed to be something that when you hear it the first time, you probably are shocked. But as you hear it three times and hear the translation and hear the description and hear it three more times, little by little, it starts to get separated.
To make sense.
And make sense. So the key here is just, you know, don't panic when you start the lesson, but keep on with it. And by the end of the lesson, you'd be going, oh, it's starting to come together. And that means keep listening and listening and listening. And we promise it'll come together. Até a próxima.
Até mais. Tchau, tchau.
Língua da Gente.